everyone. This is Tom Trush of RightWaySolutions.com, and welcome to the latest installment of my Marketing Mind series. These interviews are designed to provide you with easy access to some of the best marketing resources available. My goal is to give you useful ideas and valuable tools you can use immediately to attract attention, create customers, and build your business. Best of all, these recordings are absolutely free for you to use and distribute. So please feel free to pass them on to anyone who wants to enhance their promotional efforts. On this recording, you'll hear from internet marketer and online video expert Mike Koenigs. After a career behind the camera, Mike stepped in front of it and began teaching his trade by recording his own videos in his garage. A few years later, he built a four-camera, high-definition recording studio called Digital Cafe and now counts Tony Robbins, Debbie Ford, and Deepak Chopra as clients. In less than 2 years, Mike has helped distribute more than 3 million videos online using his Traffic Geyser product. He's also credited for making the infomercial toolkit and inventing the internet infomercial for marketing and selling products or services with video on the web. Mike has served as a producer, marketer, and consultant for Sony Entertainment, 20th Century Fox, 3M, General Mills, Domino's Pizza, Ralston, and Mazda Motors. During this interview, you'll discover how to get started using online video to promote your business, as well as how you can instantly eliminate your online video amateur status by making a $30 sound investment. A common lighting mistake you'll never notice until after you record your video. How to use a love exercise to relax in front of the camera and improve your relationship with viewers. An easy way to create quick videos without using a camera. This method is perfect for people who are camera shy. A simple secret for coming up with at least 20 video topics that will dominate the search engines and bring you leads almost effortlessly. How to combine keywords and distribution to ensure your target audience views your videos and then visits your website. And much more. So let's get started.
Before I recorded my first video, I watched your video camera buyer's guide.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You went through and you talked about the different cameras and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out perfect.
Great.
And I got to admit, I mean, mine, since I'm just getting started, I certainly don't do anything elaborate. And I think there's a lot of people that's what held me back. Is
yeah.
I was like, well, geez, I've got to set up some kind of a studio. I mean, you've got your digital cafe and it looks great and everything. And I thought, I gotta have something like that.
No.
Really do something good.
Man, until 6 months ago, I was in my garage.
Really?
Okay, so, you know, this is not, anything magical. And, I mean, I literally, the converted stall of a three-car garage is all I had. And believe me, it was packed with almost as much gear as I have in Digital Cafe. Yeah, but I started out with nothing more than a consumer camcorder on a tripod with a little green screen behind me with a piece of plastic and shop light from Home Depot. And the cheapest, crappiest microphone you can, I mean, a $30 lapel microphone that plugged into, you know, the little mini jack. So, I mean, I got by on $800 worth of gear, not even that, probably about $600. You know, I've dealt with every battle along, and here I am. You know, the great news is I got to build this four-camera high-definition studios here. Paid cash for it, and I got Tony Robbins coming over on Thursday and Friday. So what do you say? You know?
Yeah, I mean that's great.
And you know, I got Robert Allen came to my event this weekend. You know, the No Money Down guy, the author, saying, "Will you come to my house and set up a studio like you did for Tony? And you know, what can I do to make your dreams come true?" Oh, by the way, and I can't say the exact number, but let's just say I have a gigantic list of hungry entrepreneurs who'd love your stuff too. You know, it's a heck of a bribe. So, I mean, I got celebrities coming to me right now asking for help. And, you know, the cred you build by just giving online, and that really is the name of this game. It's basically about just giving away content. Our business increases in growth well over 20% a month the way it is, a Traffic Geyser. And we had our biggest month ever. I mean, there is no downtime for us. There's no recession, you know, and this is the thing, this quote-unquote recession is basically a result, in my opinion, of two primary things. Unstoppable, complicated greed by people who haven't been adding real value to our planet and our economy for a long, long time, who finally got caught. And the secondly, the world's screaming out saying, you got to do business differently. The days of having a corner drugstore and a small family business are back again, except your small family business gets to communicate to the entire planet without restriction and without requiring any form of traditional media distribution. Because, you know, basically, if you look at the big difference between then and now, you had big publishers, big newspapers, big media, big television, and they controlled it. They controlled access. And now we're like, we don't need you guys. And, you know, their response, you know, the television's response instead of creating great content was, let's create crap, i.e. reality TV, so we didn't have to pay unions. Basically, let's figure out how to screw the system to make more money and deliver more crap instead of figuring out how can we add more value. And again, getting back to what does this mean for you and me, the little guy, is we can be adding value, developing high-quality relationships online with 1.5 billion connected humans worldwide and 3.5 billion mobile-connected users worldwide. You know, over 80% of the planet has mobile phone access now. You know, it's got coverage.
Yeah.
And the majority of new mobile phones that are being sold are capable of receiving video. That gets me up every single morning excited as heck. So, anyway, that's my quick spiel, but the world's changing, and you want to jump on the bandwagon or not, and video's it, baby.
That goes right into one of my first questions. Why is now the ideal time to start promoting your business using video?
It's the perfect storm, that's why. It's because right now, over 60% of the U.S. population watches video online every month. Most people who can, well, you know, the majority of the United States has broadband. Again, high-speed mobile phone access is here worldwide. I mean, the United States is one of the slow ones to adopt this, but, you know, more and more people are consuming content on their mobile gadgets. You got cheap cameras that are high quality. They're easy to use. The software is basically more or less built into every computer you buy, whether you buy a Mac or a PC. You know, you got video editing software. It's easy to use. You can broadcast any message of any quality without editorial intervention unless it, you know, basically unless it's nasty stuff. And there are no restrictions. And if people learn a couple key tricks about how to translate those views into business and into money, you know, you literally can make, and, you know, I've got proof of this, you know, this weekend, for example, but you can make millions of dollars every year, not only in just, you know, ordinary cash, but you can make it in recurring revenue by using nothing more than online video to generate an audience and build rapport with, you know, the connected planet. I don't care if you're selling, you know, snail collecting supplies or some sort of hard good, or a digital product that involves training and education, there's no limit to how you can use this. There is no limit. And for people to finally open up their minds and see the unlimited potential and the unlimited wealth that exists, that's the first step. It's not about the technology. It's not about the how-to. It's just opening your eyes to the potential and looking and seeing every time you turn your head, seeing the incredible opportunity. And I think for people to learn how to think differently is really the only true restriction, is to think without limitations.
It's interesting, you said that over 60% of the population watches video online. I was watching one of your videos with Frank Kern, and at that time you had mentioned 50%.
It's increased in a year.
What about the, you also said 12% of all traffic on the web is going to YouTube. Is that increased now? Because I know it's now the number two search engine.
Yeah, it is. And the last bit of, you know what, here's the thing, eMarketer, I haven't seen them publish it, but at the time over 52% of all traffic online in terms of sheer volume was video. Now it's getting, I think it's about 60. I just saw there was an updated stat that just came out. See, I believe that's from eMarketer. You can double check that one.
Okay.
But in terms of traffic, I haven't seen the specific number. I believe I saw 17%. But again, I would without checking on that and verifying it, that's what I thought I saw. So the bottom line is, you know, things like the Olympics, you know, there are more people watching the Olympics online. I think that kind of flipped it. And I'll tell you, there are two other central key things that I think have completely changed the game. You got Barack Obama, who many would argue certainly it dramatically affected the outcome of the election using social media, okay?
Oh, no
doubt. I don't think anyone will disagree with that. And I would say that now that he's got a channel on YouTube to reach out, makes this that much more mainstream. And you got the fact that Oprah, who reaches tens of millions of people every week, uses Skype video to interview people, you know, ordinary folks on her show, and she's constantly talking about Skype, tells you something as well. And so once it hits Oprah, and once it hits politics, you know, there ain't no turning back now. It's totally mainstream. Now it's just yours to lose. Yeah, so again, I think if you just lay that on the line and just use that as an example, I think the statistics mean less and less now, because it's finally infiltrated and permeated every aspect of our lives.
Right.
Does that mean it should dominate and own it? Absolutely not. I just believe that, you know, we live in a moment now where, again, it's the total democratization of media, and anyone has access to it, whether you are living in a one-bedroom studio somewhere in a third world country. I mean, my wife does work. She has a foundation, does all of her work in Africa. I mean, you got people 15 kilometers living in mud huts, and they ride their bicycles to the next little village to charge their mobile phones, because they don't have running water or electricity, but they got mobile phones, okay? And they ride their bicycles into town to rent time and get on the Internet. The poorest of the poor have access now. It has more to do with opening up your mind with what's possible and understanding the concept of social media and what crowdsourcing can do, for example, where you literally can employ people all over the world who just have a common goal. They don't even want or need to get paid because they have a common interest with you. That's a huge, huge concept.
Yeah, so true. And that's why I think social media has just exploded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can share those same interests with people, and there's no borders at all.
Yep.
And once you start sharing, at least what I found, once you start sharing, it just gets you more excited. Because sometimes we live in our own little world where what we do for work, and sometimes you can't share with everybody in your own personal life. They don't share the same interest. So when you find somebody else that does, boy, it starts getting exciting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And in fact, at the same time, people who are close to you, I this is embarrassing, but this week my sister gave me a call. I mean, she knows I've had something to do with the Internet forever. I've given her business advice. She's had a small business. And I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I'm making more money than ever before. My face is plastered, at least in my little community. And this ain't about me. I'm just trying to use this as an example. But I'm quote-unquote famous in my niche, right?
Right.
You know, I get stopped at LAX and JFK airports now, and people are like, hey, you're the traffic guy. Saw your last video on blah, blah, blah. Loved it. You know, it's like happens all the time. It's weird. My sister says, I have absolutely no idea what you do. And I'm like, you know, it's just not part of her world. The whole concept, you know, she's like homeschools her kids and cuts hair for a living and lives in a small town in south central Minnesota. And it just, you know, she just doesn't have a connection or interest in it. And that part of the world's just not what she's about.
Right.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Sure. Hey, what about people we touched on this a little bit earlier, the people that, you know, they understand, they see the opportunity, and maybe they feel like they're a little bit behind right now, so they want to get started. They want to get started, start recording some video. What kind of, I guess, equipment, and how do you think they should get started?
Okay. Well, obviously, if you, the what to buy and where to get a camera, I mean, here's what I do as an expert. Is I make videos about how to get started. That's my entree into this. So to directly answer your question, I always recommend you get something and you get started, okay? It doesn't matter what it is. Your first video will be your worst video, and your second video will be your second worst video. And after that, you'll start kind of getting a handle here. And watch TV without watching it. Pay attention to how it's made and how people have a relationship with you on screen. You know, what I've always told people is, you know, I've spent 20 years behind the camera. Now I'm in front of the camera for the first time because I thought I had something to teach and share and say. But what often happens is if you talk to someone, you know, like you and I are having a conversation right now, and if we were talking face-to-face, we'd be having this fabulous little conversation and everything would be great. And then as soon as I'd say, well, if you didn't have any camera experience, and I said, well, I'm going to turn on the camera right now and we'll continue, everyone turns dumb as soon as the camera turns on, okay? It just means they act as though they think they're supposed to act when the camera's on. And overacting makes you less believable and less real. So keeping it real is the lesson here. That's what I'm driving towards. And I think the psychology of all this is a lot more important than the equipment. Now, having said that, a little flip minnow camera can get you started, and you can just, you know, set it on top of a book and click the red button and start talking, and now you're making videos for $100. The however is, you know, the difference between an amateur and someone who's a little bit better is audio. So what I recommend people get is a camcorder with a microphone input on it so they can plug in a little condenser microphone, which they can get for $30. And you can start out and get yourself a little Canon camcorder for about $250 to $300. Okay?
Uh-huh.
No problem. So let's just say you get into the game for that. And then what I'd also recommend is that you get a nice little tripod to set it on. Of course, you can just set it on a table, but try to keep it so it's just a little at about nose level or a little bit above, especially if you're over the age of 40, so your neck doesn't look kind of fat, basically. If you have your camera looking up at you versus down on you, it'll remove a little bit of weight from your face and your body. That's just a little camera trick.
Oh, great.
For lighting, never shoot with light behind you. In other words, what some people do is they'll set their camera on and they'll say, well, I'm going to be in a lit environment, and they'll point it towards their windows, okay? Never do that. You want to make sure if you're using natural light that you turn around and have the light shining in on you and the camera facing you, so you're lighting from in front, okay? Otherwise, what you get is this backlighting effect where you're just a dark object, right? Our cameras are getting a lot better at correcting our mistakes. They've gotten incredibly good. But if you have to get some artificial lights, I tell people to go get some fluorescent shop lights with natural bulbs from your local Home Depot store. And even as I'm sitting here in my office lighting, I've got, you know, in my studio, I've got fancy lighting, more expensive stuff, but in my studio, all I have are these shop lights with natural daylight bulbs. So it gives you perfect white light, and your camera will auto-adjust, and you'll look fine in it. And you can get, you know, your basic lighting for about $100. As I said, if you get a plug-in condenser microphone that, you know, they call it a lapel microphone that snaps on your shirt, it's about $30. Okay, so that would be the critical equipment is a nice cheap camcorder, a little tripod, a condenser microphone, and some external light that you can shine. And just surround, just if you even have good ambient light, so if there's just bright enough light around you, you're going to look great.
Oh, excellent.
Control the noise in your environment. Phones, animals, children, makes for a very, very unprofessional video.
What about the people that, once they do start recording, as you said before, the camera turns on and they think they got to act different. A lot of times that results in people just freezing up and they don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you recommend for people who get a little stage fright?
Yes. Well, here's the key. What I used to do is I called it the I love you exercise, as hokey as that sounds. What you want to do is sit down, take a deep breath, get very clear on your outcome, on what it is that you want to teach, educate, or say, and this is not about you. It is about the gift you have to share with the people on the other side of the camera, and you look at the camera with the same look and feeling, and this is what's critical. Is it's all about how you feel that changes your experience on camera. And look at the camera as though you're looking at the person you love most, whether living or dead, but at your child, your parents, your father, your mother, your husband, your wife. That is the state that you want to be in. And as long as you've taken a deep breath and you're clear on your outcome, you realize this is not about you. It's not about how you look. It's not a lot about what people are going to think about you. It's about you delivering a message and having a specific outcome. And when you focus on that. Again, it takes some exercise. It takes a little shift in how you think because it might be the first time you've ever done this before. As I said, your first video will be your worst, followed by the second one. But it all takes practice. And if you get frustrated and say, I'm not good enough, or have all kinds of evil speak going through your head, beforehand and let that get in the way of your gift that you have to share with the entire planet. That is what's going to prevent you, and it probably has prevented you from doing anything substantive all your life. So the best example I have, I used to get this all the time. I had a question that someone wrote, and he says, what if I have a face made for radio? Okay? And, you know, one of the first guys who said that to me was a guy who ended up becoming one of my business partners, Frank Souza, who I started Trafficizer with. And he came up to me and says, Mike, I'm not, you know, I'm kind of old, I'm fat, I'm kind of bald, and, you know, I know I'm not the best-looking guy out there, and I'm just uncomfortable with the idea of being on camera. And I said, well, Frank, you're making a living online, right? You're an internet marketer. At the time, that's what he did. And he says, yeah. And I said, has anyone ever unsubscribed from your mailing list because of the way you look? He goes, no. I said, have you helped a lot of people get educated and make some money online? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, then, Frank, get over it. Set up that camera and share your message and share your gift with the world, because that's what this is all about. He said, you know what? You're absolutely right. He went home. He actually spent about $5,000 on some gear, set up a studio. He made his first video with green screen, you know, chroma key, the whole thing, that week, put it up for his list, and then he sent it out to some friends. He added another 500 people to his mailing list. He got all this positive response, and he says, I'm sold. And the next time I saw him, we actually basically talked about this idea I had and wrote it down on a napkin, which basically became Traffic Geyser, and the rest is history. So the point of this is, I think you have to meet people where they are in their lives, you know, and again, they have to get over this idea that they don't look good, they're unattractive, or whatever that is. And once that happens, magic occurs.
Even when you say that, sure, there's still people that are going to be, that are still hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
What about videos? Do you recommend people create videos, maybe as like screencast or like Camtasia
or
something?
Yeah, they call it, videography for ugly people is screen capture. That was one of a friend who spoke at my event this week said that screencasting is video for ugly people. So, and I am going to say one last thing about that video deal, and this is what I used to do with interviews. So I'd sit down, and the first thing they say is, you know, I'm a little bit nervous on camera. And I'd say, that's no problem. I'm just going to set up this camera here, and I'm going to talk to you and kind of do a run-through. I'm going to ask you some questions first. And they'd say, okay, great, no problem. So I'd, you know, fiddle around with the camera, and I basically turn off the little light on the camera so they could tell something was on, and I actually would secretly turn the camera on. I'd sit down, I'd do the interview, and I'd go through everything, and we just had a normal conversation, okay, and it was great, and they answered everything, and I said, okay, fantastic, you did a great job. I think if you're just like that, you're going to be perfect. Then what I'd do is I'd reach around, I'd pretend I'd turn the camera on, you know, which I'd actually just, you know, turned off and then on. And then I'd say, okay, then let's do these questions. Then, of course, they'd freeze up, and they'd start making mistakes, and they'd want to do redos and all this other kind of stuff. And they go, I just can't do this. And I said, well, it doesn't really matter because we already shot the interview, and you were perfect the first time. And they burst out laughing, and they smiled, and that's when they got over it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the whole idea is they didn't realize how good they were until they found out how this, it was just a shift in their mind that, oh, if they were performing for someone. And I said, you learned everything you ever need to know about being on camera. And I've gotten more people over their fear just using that simple exercise. Now, of course, you might not have me there directing and kind of setting that up, but this is the strategy I always use for teaching people how to be good on camera. If you use a partner, a friend, someone you really love, so you can look in their eyes, you set the camera up, they call it an over-the-shoulder, so they're actually looking at you and the camera's just off to the right a little bit, looking at them. So they're, but standard interview style you see on TV all the time, and have them asking you questions, so you're the expert. And that's all it is, it's just a dialogue, it's just a chit-chat amongst friends.
Okay.
So back to screencasting, you asked about that.
Right.
All right. So on the PC, there's a piece of software called Camtasia. On the Mac, there's a piece of software called ScreenFlow. And what you do, you know, ideally, if you have a product or a service that you want to demonstrate that's digital, you, of course, can just run it. And, you know, you can use your built-in microphone in your computer, or better yet, get they call it a USB podcasting microphone. They cost about $100. It plugs into your computer. The manufacturers are Samson, S-A-M-S-O-N, and then there's Alesis makes them, and also Audio Technica. They cost, like I say, between $100 and $200. and they're like professional quality microphones that just plug into your computer. Anyway, what you do is you narrate what you're looking at on the screen. And then Camtasia or ScreenFlow on the Mac will let you save it and upload it to any service you want. What I would say is it's very effective. Probably 50 to 60% of the videos I create are actually screencasts because, you know, I teach and I train most of the time. When I'm developing rapport with someone, I do it, you know, on camera via video because I found it to be a very effective way to develop rapport. But my good friend Frank Kern, he released one of his last products. It's called Mass Control.
Yeah.
All he had was a ScreenFlow. It was just, you know, he used Keynote on the Macintosh because he's a Mac guy. He could use PowerPoint. He had made a little PowerPoint presentation that told his story about how he's generated over $28 million in under 24 hours using some psychological techniques of selling. They're non-manipulative psychological techniques. He calls it Mass Control. And he says, you know, here's the real story. And it's basically a story. It's a story of intrigue that gets you completely sucked in. And he has this wonderfully smooth voice. He's from Georgia. He's got a little drawl. It's a half an hour video, and he generated over $2 million in an hour when he finally released this product after releasing this little video that told the story. Okay, so I'm telling you, you don't need to look good on camera. You just need to understand how to tell a basic story. The other nice thing about these tools is you can shoot a little video. You can shoot your screen and a little camera stuff at the same time if you want to. So I don't know if that, does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if you supported that doing the screen capture stuff.
I think it's a great way to get started. And what's nice is you can just do a little PowerPoint presentation. So, like, for example, a lot of business owners, and again, this is really what kind of gets back to this concept of the 10-10-4. If you're a business owner, you've probably made a PowerPoint presentation hundreds of times, right?
Right.
So if all you did is just snapped on a little microphone, did your PowerPoint presentation, and spoke as though you're speaking to an audience and you ran Camtasia or ScreenFlow. And in fact, what I tell a lot of people to do is if you're going to be making a presentation in front of an audience, bring your laptop with you, turn on Camtasia or ScreenFlow as you start your presentation, make your presentation as if you're in front of the audience or in front of the audience and record it, and now you got your whole dang video. There's your sales video. You'll never have to do it again, at least for basic people. If you need to do face-to-face, you know, by that time they're ready to do a deal. But this way, you can capture the essence of who you are and what you're best at. And again, if we take a moment to talk about the 10-10-4, I'll put that into even more specific terms that any business owner or any expert, author, or whomever can relate to.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go into detail, yeah, that'd be great.
Well, here's the basic idea. If you go to any business owner, or if I just go to you, Tom, and I go, well, you're a copywriter, you're a writer, and people who you might meet are like, I wish I could write. I assume you get that all the time, right?
All the time.
Okay, what's the number one question these people ask you?
A lot of them, they don't know what to write. They know, they think they can't write, so they ask me, well, you know, if I want to write, especially for my business, what do I write about?
Exactly. Great one. And if I said, well, Tom, a newbie comes up to you and says, what do I write about? What is your response?
Well,
I asked you, what, you know, I'm new, I've got a business. Tom, what should I write about?
My response to that question all the time, if they're writing for their business, is think about the questions that they're getting from people over and over again. Each question is an opportunity to write an article and a response, give them some valuable information. So it's almost like you let other people write for you. All you're doing is just providing responses.
Exactly. Well, this is the whole basis behind the 10-10-4. There's a little psychological twist. So if I came to you and I said, Tom, if I would ask you, what are the top 10 questions you get all the time, how long would it take you to come up with the top 10 questions?
Not too long.
Right, probably 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what they are, right? And you get them all the time.
Yeah.
I can assure you, every business owner, every expert, anything, if you have an interest in a hobby, I don't care if you're an Xbox fanatic or a video game fanatic or whatever it is, people ask you the same questions all the time. And there's at least 10 of them. Okay? So you brainstorm and you write those down. The next thing is if I said to you, okay, Tom, there are people who come to you and they don't know anything about writing, they don't know anything about business, and you've been a writer for how long? How long have you been doing this?
About 11 years.
11 years, okay. In your 11 years, if I said, Tom, I want you to shorten my learning experience from 7 years down to about a day. for maybe 10 minutes or 3 minutes, what's the most important thing you've learned that you do now that changes how powerful, how effective you are? What's the biggest number one tip you'd recommend that I ask you to drill down into what that is? What would it be?
It would be to get into your prospect's head and think about what they're talking about in their head before they come to my business or whatever it is that I'm trying to sell them.
Great, great. So that's the bottom line. And if I had you, and that took you how long to basically describe that to me?
A few seconds.
Yeah, not even 30 seconds. So what you do, we call those the FAQs, or should-ask questions. So if I said, Tom, I want you to give me your wisdom, your 11 years of wisdom as a copywriter in the form of 10 questions, do you think you could come up with those? It might take a little bit longer, but how long do you think it would take?
Well, about 10 minutes, probably about a minute a question at the most.
Okay, great, great. So basically that's the first 10 are the frequently asked questions, the second 10 are the should-ask questions. That's the first step. At the end of each one of these, just imagine for a moment that either you interviewed yourself or I interviewed you or you did a screencast and all you did is displayed the question and you just responded to it. But you'd record each one of these. And they would, each response would be between 30 seconds and 3 minutes long. 99.9% of the time, anyone can sum up the nuance, the basics, the core of their knowledge base in those 20 questions, each taking 30 seconds to 3 minutes. So you do that. I don't care if it's a little flip camera, it costs you $100, or a $10,000 high-end camera. Knowledge is knowledge, and the information is the information. So you record each one, but at the end of each message, you'd say, if you liked this little video, I'd love to give you 20 free videos that'll teach you everything you need to know about how to be a copywriter and how to be a successful business copywriter, whether you're working with a copywriter, you want to write your own copy, or you just are a little bit interested in it. You can go to, rightwaysolutions.com/free, and sign up, and I'll give you all 20 videos, okay? So you just say that after you answer each one of these questions. With me so far?
Yep.
Okay. So that's the first one out of the four. The second one is what's going to be at your free page, okay? And we have something called a squeeze page there. And for your, you know, anyone who's listening who doesn't understand what it is, it's just a web page that has a box that has an offer on it. In other words, I'd like to give you 20 free videos about how to become a successful business copywriter. And there are 20 free videos. Sign up. I'll give you all of them, all right? All you have to do is enter your name into the box. So that's going to be your second video out of the four. Hi, my name's Tom from Right Way Solutions. I'm a professional copywriter. I'd like to give you 20 free videos that'll teach you everything you need to know about, that I've learned in my 11 years as a professional copywriter working for this, that, and the other thing. A little bit of credibility there. All you got to do is enter your name. I'm going to send you all 20 videos. Okay? That's number two. Number three is going to be on your thank you page. So after they enter their name, they get a thank you page that appears. You're going to have a third video. I really want to thank you for entering your name and trusting me enough to do this. I just sent you a confirmation email. As soon as you click that link, you'll gain access to all these videos. Okay? And the fourth video is the Buy My Stuff video. That's what they're going to end up getting once they've watched your 10 or 20 or 5 videos, however many of these FAQs and should-ask questions that you make. Okay? So that's the basic process, and what we've basically done is come up with a formula and a little strategy using the tool that we created to deliver all this content. But basically, you're just putting these videos on a blog, which, of course, setting up blogs is free. It's really easy to do. And creating capturing names is really easy to do. And Traffic Geyser, the tool we made, lets you build unlimited lead pages with templates. You don't have to know anything about programming and just build them for you in less than 5 minutes. And then we also, when you use Traffic Geyser to broadcast these videos all over the place, it also will put your videos on a blog, so you don't have to even know anything about blogging. So if we back up a little bit and say, okay, well, how are we going to get traffic and how are we going to get rich and famous? The key is distribution. So, you know, we already know YouTube's the most popular search engine, you know, or the second most popular search engine online. It's seen as a search engine now instead of a video portal. But, you know, if you put your video on YouTube, you also want to get on as many video sites as possible. You want your video to get recognized by what are known as social bookmarking sites, social networking sites. You want it to be put on blogs. You want it to be put on as many podcast directories as possible to spread the word. Again, distribution is key here. It's the key to getting noticed. So instead of uploading it to all those things manually, which would take you a week or two to do, TrafficGeyser broadcasts it to over 70 locations in less than 5 minutes. So the same amount of work as, say, uploading to YouTube, you could go everywhere and put it on a blog, which is where you're going to be sending all these visitors. So I know that might sound a little complicated, but I emailed you a document that describes this in detail if you want to take some excerpts from it. But that's, you know, it's nothing more than answering questions.
That's perfect. You're getting in here into the distribution a little bit. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is, you know, how do you make sure you can distribute it out there? And as you said, it takes quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. And you've got the product traffic guys that can do it for you. But how do you ensure that the audience that you want to see your video is actually seeing it, and they're actually prospects for you?
Yeah, well, that's a really, really critical question. So here's the deal. Right now, whether you put static, you know, you just record static and put it online, or you recorded some, you know, a great piece of information, what happens right now is the search engines don't actually look at the video and understand what your video is, okay? So it's up for you to make your stuff easy to find. And the way you make your stuff easy to find is by naming it keywords that people are searching on. So in other words, if we did a little search right now, and I could do this actually in real time, you could do it too. Let's just pretend, for example, that we're going to go to Google, and I'm going to type in how to be a copywriter, okay? So I got, for results, there are 1.25 million results. In other words, 1,250,000 results for that phrase, okay? The first one is from How to Become an Advertising Copywriter, Career Advice from John Karuka, okay? And then there's a bunch of other ones here. FAQ, How to Get Started as a Copywriter, Corporate Writer is the third one down. And there's also a bunch of sponsored links on the top and on the right. Okay? And the sponsored links are AdWords that people are paying per click. So we know that, A, this is an area that probably makes money because you don't advertise in areas that don't make money.
Right.
And secondly, there's quite a few results. So if we were going to name one of our videos How to Be a Copywriter, that would be good. Now, maybe we'd change this a little bit to be How to Be a Business Copywriter, because the more specific people search for, the more likely they are to buy. So, interestingly, when I typed How to Be a Business Copywriter, I got 2.8 million results. So, the key, though, is to do some research. There are tools out there that are free of charge that you can use to do keyword research, and you can find out what people are searching for and how frequently those searches occur. So what all you're doing is you're naming your videos the things that people type in and look for. And you match that with what the questions are. So a slightly more advanced version of this process is you've done your research, you've created your top 10 FAQs and should ask questions, and then you just go and do a little bit of research and determine what to name them using keywords that people are typing in. And then when you submit your videos to all these different sites, you're effectively, you know, TrafficGeyser will go out to 70 sites, but there's also some little things that we do where we start creating relationships between all these different sites that we submit to. It's called cross-linking. Again, social bookmarking. So we social bookmark your YouTube video on 25 different sites. And then we social bookmark your blog link on all these social bookmarking sites. So one video to 70 locations suddenly becomes hundreds of cross-links, and then TrafficGeyser will also resubmit your video, the same video but with different keywords, so with different titles. So because if someone, for example, were searching for how to get the best deal on San Diego real estate, but your video is called How to Get the Best Deal Buying a House in San Diego, they're not going to find the same video. You follow me?
Yeah.
So if you name it different things to appeal to the way different people search, you're going to get your stuff found. TrafficGeyser automates that. It actually lets you multi-submit. So your 20 videos that you're broadcasting suddenly can become over 5,000 impressions totally automatically. And all those little mini commercials, all those many tidbits of information are pointing back to your free page where people sign up, they join your list, and then you give them all the videos all in one place. So that in itself is a great thing because now you got your distribution. But the other ways you can use this is you could take all your videos, you could have someone transcribe them all for you and take, you know, less than $50, and now you got a little mini buyer's guide that you can give out to potential prospects. You could put them all on a CD or a DVD and use that, because now when some, if you hand out and you say, well, I'm the expert copywriter, and you give out a DVD, boom, instant credibility. You're the man. You know, I don't care if you're a flower, you know, you're an expert in flowers, you're an insurance salesman, you know, doing some sort of financial investments, and I know the complicated stuff associated with that. Whether you're a realtor, you're going to be an expert in some area. And just having people listen to your particular point of view and expertise is going to connect with them. And the fact that you're giving this information away takes away the sense that you're a salesperson.
Yeah, so okay? Receiving something of value. First.
Right.
Kind of going back to where you're talking about titling your video, and I imagine it also goes along with the description that you put with your video, the idea of placement of your URL in your description.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a couple of different things. I tend to go on the side that I like to put the website first and then a description. Is that the right way to do it, or
yeah.
Do you put it towards the end?
Don't never put it towards the end. I'll tell you why. Because if you look in YouTube, here there's a few reasons why you do that. Okay, the number one reason is you want to make it easy for someone to watch your video and then go to your site. And the other thing is there's something called backlinks that get created. Now, a backlink basically is if you have an authority site like YouTube, if you think about it, if you were in a crowded room right now and you shouted out to the entire crowded room and no one knew anyone, said, who's the smartest and most talented person in this room? And people would look around at each other and maybe a couple people would raise their hand and say, it's me, right? But no one else would say it's them. But if someone came out, let's say Barack Obama walked out on the platform and gave a two-hour speech about one person in the audience and why they're the smartest person in the whole world, and gave examples and proof and samples of this, and talked about them constantly and pointed them out and brought them on stage and then had them go back, and at the end of the presentation he asked, who's the smartest person in the world? Who do you think the people in the crowd would point to?
Whoever
Barack was talking, because he's an authority. So the whole idea is YouTube's an authority. Vio is an authority. You go on down all these sites. So the way Google works is it's a popularity contest. Whoever is most popular and has the most links pointing to them, Google says, well, they must be pretty important because a lot of people are pointing to them, especially if they're important sites. So by putting the link first, what happens is when YouTube is indexed by Google, it's seen by it, it's found by it, and searched by it, if you search and look at a video, only the first sentence actually appears in the listing under description in YouTube. And if that isn't a URL, it won't get scraped and seen as a link by Google. And so what winds up happening is you don't get what's known as a backlink. And it also won't get turned into a hyperlink because it's not first. Someone has to click for more information. So the whole deal is lots of other sites do the exact same thing. And if you aren't starting with your URL, you're missing out on a ton of opportunities to get links back to your site, backlinks back, and make it easier for your customers to click. I think, again, that's a really, really critical element of this thing that a lot of people ignore or miss. And the other one is, you know, these sites don't want people to leave their site. So they're going to not make it easy to do that, okay? So it's up to you to make it easy and take advantage of anything you can to get that link back to your site.
Yeah, I noticed, like, on YouTube, they started putting a search function embedded into your video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you bring it up, so it seems like that's one of those ways that I guess they want you to continue searching on their site for more videos that are related.
So what we do is when we're posting to blogs, for example, we've created a custom video player. So what we do is when we take your video, we actually grab the video itself from YouTube and then we put it on your blog, but we use our own custom video player that doesn't have YouTube's advertising and their search and their branding and logo on it. It's totally legitimate. We're using their code to take advantage of this. But by doing that, once someone's on your blog, we don't make it easy for anyone to leave the blog because you want to keep them there, you want to own them, and you want them to make a decision to buy your stuff.
Yeah, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them with your stuff.
That's right.
Okay, I know you had mentioned before you had about a half hour. I know we've gone a little beyond here, so I'll wrap it up here really quick. But I want to give people an opportunity who want to get more information from you to for you to give out your information and how they can get more information about Traffic Guys or if they want to contact you.
Sure. Well. Yeah. Well, I'll give you three things. First of all, if you just go to trafficgeyser.com, I actually give away free videos that describe everything we have here. We've got, right now we've probably got about 10 videos, training videos, but the first four that actually appear, one is on a camera buyer's guide, and you had said you had seen that before we even met. It's what to buy and where to get it. So I go through what to look for and the best places to buy them, and I go through all the features that you look for. I have another one on the 10x10x4 system that explains in detail, step by step, and it even includes an ebook with examples. There's another one on, it's the three keys to persuading with video. It's basically how to answer questions that appeal to three different primary psychological types. You know, we all fit into one of the top three. This is how to answer simple questions that will appeal to those types. And then the fourth one is Mac or PC, desktop or laptop, which one to buy. It's another buyer's guide for computers for people who are, like, trying to figure out should they make that switch to Mac because everyone's doing it right now, or should they stick with PC. And I just go over all the features, and I also talk about screencasting software and, you know, what things, what add-ons you'd need to get for your particular machine and what the benefits and drawbacks are for each of them.
Lots of valuable information there.
Yeah. So you can sign up for free. And if you want to try out Traffic Geyser, we have a free trial. You can just go to trafficgeyser.com/free trial. It's another thing you can do. And if someone has questions, they can just send an email. It'll go through my support, but it'll get right to me. Just go to info@trafficgeyser.com, and I'm happy to support and help anyone who's looking to take the next step.
Oh, excellent.
And we give away free training. We've actually got about 40 different videos that teach you everything about how to start your own, even your own Traffic Geyser business. If you want to start doing videos for other small businesses, which is a huge, huge potential market now, that's a really, really good thing to think about doing. If you're thinking about, you know, you want to do something either part-time or full-time, even if you don't have technical or video experience. And if you want to do it for yourself or you want to learn how to have someone else do it for you, we actually have courses that you watch, and then I've got a want ad that's pre-written to help you find a Traffic Geyser guy or gal to do it for you. And then we have training videos that you give to them so they can learn how to do all this stuff. So, you know, our whole approach is some people want to do it themselves. You know, they've got more of that do-it-yourself mindset, and some of them want it done for me. And then we've got a variety of services that support people along that line as well.
And so that was similar to what you went over with your seminar this past weekend?
Yeah. We spent 3 days teaching people that very thing. In fact, we're editing the event, and that's being turned into a product. So we've built a how to build your own Traffic Geyser business in a box. We're going to continue to do these events. We actually originally thought we were going to have about 70 people in the room. We ended up having 131 people. And it was a high-priced event. It was a $3,000 event. So it was, you know, people went crazy. It was like a rock concert. The audience was so happy, and we actually went through and had real people who were making six-figure incomes come up, and either they made presentations or I interviewed them and asked them, you know, how they get their clients, how they prospect, how they close them, how much they charge. We looked at examples of their work. And then we did hot seats for people who were thinking about starting their own businesses or already did. They had questions. So we had a panel of experts who answered questions. And then, you know, we interviewed and I described and I showed people how to sell. We gave out contracts and agreements and sample proposals. So people actually, I actually got a call from one of the attendees last night. He said, I left the event and he said, I just signed a $2,500 contract with a new client who's agreed to also pay me $500 a month to support them in creating additional videos, like, you know, the 10x10x4, just do support. So, you know, you basically can establish yourself as a credible expert in video just using these tools. And he was like, all I did is I went out, I used one of the agreements that came with the kit, and I was able to close this deal. So if you think about it, you got $2,500 plus $500 a month, which is $6,000. So he basically has an $8,500 contract with one conversation the day after the event. Not too bad.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wow. That is excellent. Hey, well, I really appreciate it. You definitely over-deliver on your information. I really appreciate it. Great quality and very valuable information.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure. This is what gets me excited and keeps me going every single day, Tom. And you know, I'm here just to make sure people make money with my tools. They don't use them, and they won't continue buying them if they don't work. So that's the name of the game.
Excellent. I love the passion.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Well, I look forward to our next conversation.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Hello, this is Tom Trush from Rightway Solutions with the final tip. If you'd like more free ideas for enhancing your marketing message and building your business, please visit www.rightwaysolutions.com. That's www.rightwaysolutions.com. And click on the blog link on the left side of the page.